Our guest at the cafe this morning is Cooper Review editor Cindy Roller.
How are you today, John Mark?
I'm doing great. Well, I read in the Cooper Review that big bridge replacement project is about to begin.
That is about to begin. August 31st is when they're supposed to do that. TxDOT's going to replace the bridge up towards going between Paris and Cooper. So be on the lookout for signs and changing of traffic. So.
And this is northbound?
Yes.
So this is crossing the big wide...
The big bridge over the North Sulphur River, so...
That's the North Sulphur, and that's that's very wide river at that point.
It is. There's not a lot of water in it right now, so that might be a good time to do that.
Yeah, but there is sometimes, and that's a big expanse to cover. So this starts August 31st, and they said that it would be complete when?
I
made a note. I thought you would know that off it, but it's May of next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the expansion of the highway isn't supposed to be done until the end of the year, so you just never know with the weather how long these projects will take. So.
I wonder how long that bridge, and they're going to eventually replace both sides.
Yes.
Any idea when that bridge was originally built?
I have no idea.
Yeah. But they will do first the northbound side and then the southbound side. Mm-hmm. And then so the traffic, so you'll just have two lanes going across there while the new bridge is... being built.
More construction. That's what we need.
So, that we hear about infrastructure problems all over the country, and we've heard about bridges collapsing.
This is
a good thing. But it will be a further, disruption to traffic there. But the Highway 24 project is progressing and will be finished.
At the end of the year, they're hoping.
One time, they thought it would be sooner, right?
Well, it was supposed to be in August, so that's what the prediction was.
But it's been pushed back until...
rain and other things. Sure.
That seems to calm down a little bit as far as accidents and so forth.
It really helped when the direction of the traffic changed. It made a big difference. We haven't had any fatalities.
Right.
So.
Well, and I hate to bring this up, but you all have had a terrible summer for
We really have. There's been a dark cloud over our community with the deaths of the young men in traffic accidents. So it's very scary. I mean, I have teenagers driving right now. I don't want to let them on the road. Mm. So.
Yeah. And one of those was a current Cooper High School student.
Exactly. Yes. He had just got his license. So,
uh-huh. And the other graduated in 2015.
Exactly. And that's four from that class in vehicle accidents from 2015.
Mercy. Yeah. And now neither of those accidents happened in Delta County, did they?
No, they were not in Delta County. One was in Hopkins County, and then the other one was in Smith County in Tyler.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's been a bad summer on that score, but it is good to know that the 24 project is progressing. Well, I read, we're talking with Cindy Roller, and Cindy's the editor of the Cooper Review. What a great story about the elderly ladies, lovely ladies who have been pen pals for 75 years.
Faye Lancaster and Ruth Millsap, they are just a joy to be around. I was privileged to be in the interview with them. We spent 2 hours chatting, and I got to hear all their memories. It was wonderful. So.
And they knew each other as children in Carthage in East Texas.
Exactly. And then their families moved due to work and such, and they've kept in touch this entire time. So it's been
75
amazing.
Years as pen pals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where did they live far apart?
Yeah, their families moved over the years.
But
so.
I guess what I'm getting at is how far apart did they live over these years?
Well, Ruth's family moved to Dallas, and then Faye got married, and she came to Cooper. So that's
and it's enough of a distance that you don't get together every
exactly.
day. But basically, they just maintained the relationship by writing letters all these
until.
Years.
Here recently, now they're Facebook friends. So how about that? 95 years old and have Facebook friends. How about that?
Another thing that was interesting about this was while now one is 95 and one is 88. Now, that's no difference at all, basically.
No.
But that's 7 years when you're young. That's a significant difference.
Yeah, one was almost like the older sister, but they were only children of their families, which is kind of rare for back then. So.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reunion took place recently in Paris.
Yeah, they met. They actually had a slumber party at a hotel in Paris. It was great. It was just the most fabulous thing.
Well,
so.
It's a very sweet story. And then I see the Hopkins County Sweeties won the Dixie World Series Softball Championship.
They did. That was pretty exciting for that little team. Those little girls are 5 and 6, and they are cute. So.
That's a World Series. Hey, that's big time stuff. But basically, the Dixie League is a league of Southern teams, teams around the South, and they played in Louisiana.
It was Alexandria, Louisiana. So.
What age kids?
They were about 5 and 6, so they were really cute trying to get them together for that photo.
Well, they, you know, these kids, they play sports earlier and earlier, don't they? But
yeah, they
so they're basically world champions here at 5, the rest of their lives,
yes,
all downhill from
That's
here.
That's right. So
they've won a world championship at 5 or 6. Cindy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thank you.
Cindy Roller with the Cooper Review, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.